Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Driving towards us.
Who is it?
Oh my god. Run!
I can't! My ankle!
JJ! Come on!
Bessie!
Don't just stand there!
Bessie, where are you going?
For God's sake!
Don't just leave me here!
Got you. Stop right there. Don't try and run. You'll only make it worse for yourself.
I can explain.
Oh, this should be good. The park is strictly forbidden outside of work and training hours. Strictly forbidden. You're in big trouble.
Please, don't fire me.
Miss JJ, you haven't been here 24 hours and you've already flouted a golden rule. I'm sorry, but you leave me no choice.
I am not JJ. I'm Betty.
Betty? Betty?
Please don't fire me, sir.
Who would I... Well, what do you think you're doing out here at this time? And who was that with you?
Who?
Oh, don't go acting the innocent, young lady. The one who ran off. Oh, dear. I am so disappointed in you, Betty.
It was Sonia, sir.
Sonia? You were out carousing with Sonia?
Sir, I wasn't carousing. I got up to use the loo, and that's when I saw Sonia sneaking off down the corridor. So I followed her to see where she was going, to tell her off, and you see, I was a prefect at boarding school. Second nature to me, sir. I was just telling her, you go back right now, when you drove up, and that's when she ran away.
Well, I see. You're quite some distance from the lake house.
Because she wouldn't listen to me, sir. I kept saying, you're breaking the rules, Sonia. Stop it. But she just kept walking away, and I kept following her. And now... I'm here.
You can't be outside the lake house after curfew, Betty.
I know.
For any reason.
I feel terrible. I was just trying to do the right thing. But...
Oh. Don't cry, my dear.
I was just trying to do the right thing.
There, I understand. The righteous path is rarely the easy one. 'Tis strewn with the bodies of the fallen. Don't I know it? Now then, don't cry. You know, Miss Armstrong, I pride myself on being an exceptional judge of character. And from the moment I first laid eyes on you, I knew you were a good girl.
Thank you, sir.
But I shall have to punish you.
Oh, please don't fire me.
I shan't fire you, of course not. A fine girl like you, a fine woman, you're an asset to the park, Miss Armstrong. You'll make someone a happy man one day.
Oh, right. Thanks.
But I shall have to punish you. Rules are rules. Waltzer duty for 2 weeks, I'm afraid.
Waltzer? Oh, The Exorcist.
We don't call it that, do we? And as for Sonia, I'll deal with her tomorrow. Now then, be off with you. Straight back to the lake house and straight to bed. Do you hear?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Oh, you're welcome. But you owe me, Betty. I won't forget. Now, off you pop.
Hello? Hello? Did someone scream? Can I? Does anyone need help? Hello? I feel like a prick now. Oh, thank God for that. It's all right, miss. I'm on my way. Don't you worry. Matty, did you hear that too?
Erica, we gotta get out of here.
What's going on?
Jesus, I'm out of puff. Come on, follow me.
Is someone in trouble?
Quick, in here.
You what?
Just get in.
Matty, what
are we... Shh, quiet.
Why are we in the cleaner's cupboard?
God, look at me, aunt. I'm shaking like a leaf.
Matty, someone needs help.
No, keep the door shut.
But someone's in trouble. Didn't you hear it? Screaming, and not the fun kind, neither.
That was me, Parker.
You, what?
It was me screaming. Jesus.
Nah, mate. No, it was... Well, it sounded terrified. It was really high-pitched.
Yeah, still me. I was a treble in the church choir, I'll have you know.
You must be joking.
I'm not joking. I got a 5-octave range.
Well, like Freddie Mercury. Cool. Let's hear it then.
Oh, for the love of...
Bloody hell. That voice coming out of a 6-foot pig farmer.
6'2", actually. And me dad's the pig farmer, not me. Look, would you help me clear a space? We might have to spend the night here.
Matty, what is going on?
Sure, you wouldn't believe me if I told you. You'd say it was the beer. Are the mushrooms, but it wasn't.
Mushrooms?
I saw it. It was real, all right.
You bellend, you didn't.
You're the one who told me about them. Oh, Matty, there's a beautiful crop of magic mushrooms growing wild in the forest. What do you expect me to do? Not take them?
I thought we'd do them together. So what, you having a bad trip, is that it?
To be honest now, I think I might have just eaten some basic field mushrooms. I don't think they worked at all.
What are we doing in a cupboard, then? And where's Sonia and Emma?
Well, they ran off when they saw it.
So what? The cat! The giant bloody cat! A cat?
You got scared of some mug?
It wasn't...
It was huge, Parker. The size of feckin' Mr. Crackles.
It was probably just someone wearing the Mr. Crackle suit
for a laugh. No, it was on 4 legs. 4 legs, slinking around like a bloody killing machine. It looked me right in the eyes, Parker. Right in the eyes. Wanted to rip me throat out.
I think them mushrooms did work, mate.
But the girls didn't have any. Why'd they run off? Tell me that.
Because of you screaming like bloody Kate Bush?
Fine, don't believe me. I'm not going out there again.
All right. You stay here. I'll go.
No, Parker. It'll eat you. You mustn't.
I'll tell you what. I'll call for help. Yeah? All right?
Oh, yeah.
There's one of them service phones by Gunga Dindins.
Oh, great, yeah.
Call the police or the fire service or something.
Well, no, it's an internal phone. It's only connected to the manor. But look, don't worry. It's all right. I'll explain it all to them. I'll tell them exactly what's going on. I'll tell them this. Right, I'll tell right. them. Matty, he's off his tits on magic mushrooms and he's locked himself in a cleaning cupboard.
Oh, no, Parker, don't leave me. No, you can't do this to me, Parker. Don't do this to me.
Oh, Matty, you are never living this down, mate. Oh, sorry, Emma. Sorry, I didn't see you there.
Yeah, no one ever does.
Well, you do wear a lot of black. Do you need a hand? Elliot?
It's fine, don't touch me.
Okie dokie. Yeah, Matty told me you saw a big cat. Oh, you off. Oh, bye then. What's this? Emma? You dropped your bracelet. Emma!
Shit.
Hang on a minute.
Give it here then.
Whoa, not so fast, sunshine. This ain't your normal style, is it?
So
this doesn't belong to you. Why do you have Sonia's charm bracelet?
It's not Sonia's. It's mine.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, makes sense. Goes with your nice leather cuffs and your pewter bat jewellery.
Yeah, well, my mum gave it to me, didn't she? She thinks I look...
creepy?
Yeah, actually, my mum hates me. Are you happy now? So give it back.
look at this one. This is the bottle cap from the night Sonia lost her virginity.
How would you know?
Me and Sonia go way back. Local girl, ain't she? Here's an idea. If this is yours, tell me what the charms are.
I don't have to prove anything to you.
Well, I could just see if Sonia knows.
No! Wait. Okay. So there's a cat charm.
Mm-hmm.
A ballet shoe.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, heart with a keyhole. Sad clown. Teddy bear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm right, aren't I? So can I have my bracelet back now?
Hold your horses. Let's get more specific, shall we? This dog tag's got a name on the back. So, for 20 points to win the checkbook and the pen, what is the name of your beloved dog?
Rover?
Wrong. It's Harvey. Ha!
Doesn't prove anything.
Oh, come off it. You nicked this from her dorm room earlier, didn't you? She thinks it was JJ what took it.
Maybe it was. Maybe I took it off JJ.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay, fine. Kelly took it. All right? If Sonia finds out, it'll ruin everything. So I took it off Kelly, and I'm going to sneak it back into Sonia's jewellery box. So just give it back to me, okay?
Well, you know what? You might not be lying, but I don't know. I think I'll hold on to this.
No!
Calm down. I'll make sure Sonia finds it somewhere. Just don't want my girlfriend's sister getting the blame, do I? Now piss off.
You better not tell on me.
Yeah. Twat. Bloody hell. Can't trust anyone these days. Funny old night. Oh, what? No, can't be. Dennis? What the... No way, this cannot be happening. Shit. All right, love, Daddy's coming. Come on.
Yes?
It's me.
Nicholas? Max? Gilda?
It's Parker. Listen. I'm at Gunga Dindin's. Something really weird is going on. Someone said they saw a big cat, and
yes,
then I just heard...
Yes, I know. Someone let them out.
Oh, how? Who even knew they were there?
I don't know, Parker, but I've sent Nick and Max out to try and round them up again.
Oh, Margot must be livid.
Yes, well, I haven't told her yet.
You what?
Well, she's out. She won't be back till dawn. I'll tell her then.
Rather you than me.
And Parker... Dennis Thatcher headed straight for the forest.
Oh, no!
There's 5,000 acres of woodland surrounding the manor. It'll take quite a while to catch her.
What about Winnie?
Ah, well, the camera's picked her up going into Heart of Darkness.
Oh, well, I'm only next door. Maybe
no,
I should...
No, Parker. Nick's on top of it.
Oh, Nick's ancient. I can help.
Don't get involved, Parker. Go back to the lake house.
But Winnie trusts me. And how's Nick supposed to know how to deal
with... She might be dangerous.
Winnie?
Don't be daft.
She'll be scared. A cornered animal.
Look, she loves me. She won't hurt me. Look, if you're worried, I won't get too near. I'll just see if Nick needs any help, all right? I'll call you straight after.
Margot wouldn't want you in danger, Parker.
All right, Winnie. Let's be having you.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
What's got you so scared, Puss Puss? Someone bigger moved into town. Right, here we go. Feel like David Attenborough. And now we cross the fire exit of the Heart of Darkness riverboat attraction and enter the lair of the Bigus Catus Edwina the Cougar. A flock of animatronic deer peer out from the undergrowth, unaware of the danger. Alright, let's get some light in here. Now, where is that? Aha! Ah, that's better. Nick! It's Parker! I've come to help! Nick? Nick, where are you? Deaf old coot. Oh, yuck! Oh, it's all over my shoe. Oh, Winnie, you flaming nuisance. Still warm. You're still here then, ain't you, girl? Oh, stinks. It's right in my nails. Winnie! Winnie! Oh, the size of this place, you could be anywhere. Alright, let me think. If I were a domesticated cougar, where would I go?
All aboard! Please move all the way to the end of the row and keep your hands and arms inside the boat at all times. Do not stand when the ride is in motion.
Yeah, why not? Cover a bit of ground. Here we go. Oh, I love this ride.
Welcome aboard, sailor. On your journey upriver,
keep an eye on the riverbanks for crocodiles and cannibals.
All right. You won't get away from me now, my love.
Just around the river bend, say hello to Mr. Hippopotamus.
Hello, Mr. Hippopotamus.
But watch out. Hippos have been known to attack boats.
Oh, no. I'm going to get sprayed. Every time.
Keep your wits about you. There are many rapids and waterfalls along the Congo.
Come on then, bring it on.
Only a little one, but there may be worse to come.
Ah, this is nice. Private ride.
Journeying along this river is like travelling back to the earliest beginnings of the world. Good Lord, we're under attack. Keep quiet.
Nick! Nick! I'm on one of the boats!
We are now approaching Yellala Falls.
Oh, right, better get off then. This is my stop. Thank you, Skipper.
Hold on to your hats and glasses, and pray to your god.
Nick? Nick? Winnie? Winnie! It's all right. Shh, it's all right. It's just me. It's just me, Winnie. It's Daddy. It's all right, girl. It's all right. It's all right. Stay calm. You're all right. You're all right. What have you got there? What have you got there? Aren't you not chewing on a waxwork? All right, come on. Let's have a... Oh. Oh. Oh, Jesus. Oh. Oh my God!
The Kenyan government announced a worldwide ban on ivory to preserve its elephant herds. And France today performed its 76th nuclear test in the Polynesian island of Mururoa. Despite ongoing...
Off you get, Hugo. Come on.
Since the tests began in 1966.
I'm coming. Yes?
Jenkins, it's Nick. Winnie's eating him. He's dead. They're still in there. I ran away, but...
Nick?
What if he wasn't dead? I don't understand. She's never hurt anyone before.
Nick, slow down. What,
it's not
what are you...
Nick, it's Parker. Nick's... dead. I found Winnie with him. She was... God.
Nick is dead.
I saw Winnie. Thought she was just... playing with something. It was dark, you know what that ride's like, and then I got closer.
Are you absolutely sure? If it was dark, could
I
you
know
possibly...
I know what I saw, Jenkins. She was eating him.
She'd killed him?
She wouldn't do that.
She is a wild animal, Parker.
She's never hurt anyone before. I don't believe it.
Neither do I. He was probably already dead when she found him.
Do you think so? Do you think he might have had an heart attack or something? I mean, he was really old. It's
maybe.
Possible.
Maybe. But maybe not. It's happening again, Parker.
What is?
Remember 83?
Yeah, didn't we win Eurovision that year? Of course I remember 83. What are you saying?
It can't be a coincidence. Someone's killing the delinquents again.
Okay, stop. We dealt with that. Smithy's dead. He ain't killing no one no more. Nick had a dodgy heart. And Winnie... even a domestic cat would eat you if you stayed still long enough.
No, you don't understand. Janet.
No.
Janet was killed last week, and whoever did it made it quite clear it was no accident.
Last week? Why didn't you stop anyone from coming here? There's like 30 kids in that lake house.
Do you know what would happen to Margot if Mockery Manor closed? Is that what you want? We don't have time for this. Go back and close the ride until we can clean it up.
What about Winnie?
Tomorrow. You and Max can fetch her.
And then what? Wait and see who else gets bumped off.
No. I'm doing all I can. I'm ringing the others, bringing them to the park.
Jesus. You're using them as bait.
We need their help. And yours, Parker. I'm sorry I didn't tell you before, but we can figure this out together. As a family. But no one else can know about this, do you understand? Parker?
Yeah, all right.
It'll be all right.
Go and lock up the Heart of Darkness and then back to the lake house with you.
All right, Jenkins. Poor Nick.
I know. Good night, Parker.
Good girl. You're free now. Are you happy? Maybe you're lonely. I'll bring you a friend, my love. No one should be alone.
Mockery Manor was written and directed by Lindsay Sharman. Sound design, editing and music, including the song you're hearing now, by Lawrence Owen. Hayley Evanette was JJ and Betty. Peter Sauerbutz was the manager. Lawrence Owen was Parker, Matty, Jenkins and additional voices. And Lindsay Sharman was Emma, Margot and additional voices. For more information about Mockery Manor, search Mockery Manor on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook.
I have a memory of a sweet rendezvous, and in that memory I'm dreaming and loving you. Are you a memory, or are you a dream? And though that memory may be imprecise, dreaming of you is to dream of a paradise. Are you a memory, or are you a dream? You're in my dreams as clear as the moon in the sky. But my memory seems to be hazy and grey, like the clouds passing by. And though that memory may not be true, I'll stay in dreamland and dream that I'm loving you. Are you a memory, or are you a dream?
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum-dums and Dice would like to welcome you to the grim darkness of the 41st millennium in the Valentine Heresy, an actual play podcast set in the Genesis adaptation of Warhammer 40,000's Dark Heresy RPG. Newly promoted Inquisitor Lucius Valentine has received visions of the death of the immortal God Emperor. With few options before him, he teams up with hive-bred criminal siblings Lyric and Alto. Together, they must defeat a cabal of shadowy foes to save the Emperor and the Imperium. Can this trio of unlikely heroes survive in a galaxy where there is only war?
The Emperor is going to die in a year. My job is to make sure the Emperor doesn't die. Because if the Emperor dies, the Astronomicon goes out. And the only thing keeping the Imperium alive is the fact that we have a very large navy and a very large army and space marines, and they shoot everyone. It's delightful. Praise the Emperor. Thanks for that. But if the Astronomicon goes out, we have no navy, we have no ability to defend ourselves, and the Xenos and Chaos will overrun us instantly because there will be no defense.
So every planet will turn out like Galen's Glory?
And that would be the best case scenario. Which is why we need to keep the Emperor on his throne.
I spit in my palm and put my hand out for a handshake.
Am I supposed to do something in return? Is this... I'm sorry, I just don't know what this is.
Alto's like, yeah, like this. He spits in his hand and puts it out towards you as well.
Then I spit in both palms and shake their hands separately.
We have an inquisitorial band.
Warhammer 40,000, The Valentine Heresy, available now.